الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن لا إله
إلا الله حي على السلام حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله
لا إله إلا الله
حق لا إله إلا الله محمد عبده إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه عباد الله أوصيكم بنفس المقصرة أولاً بتقوى الله فاتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious and the most merciful. The best of his peace and blessings shall be bestowed upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon those that follow his footsteps. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our beloved youth and children, in this last day of the year, a lot of us think about or think of it as a restart, as a chance to receive a new year with different energy, outlook, resolutions, so we can, inshallah, improve our life. And this is the cycle of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. It could have this significance, and it's okay to think of it as such. A chance after a chance, whether it's on daily basis, weekly, Jum'ah to Jum'ah, Ramadan to Ramadan, annual. It's a good positive way of thinking about these time cycles. So today, inshallah, I'm going to share with you some encouraging words and thoughts from a great عالم أبو الحسن الندوي رحمة الله عليه, a great عالم from India who left a great legacy behind for المسلمين. He lived in the beginning of the 20th century, produced great knowledge. Especially, we remember him now while our brothers and sisters in India are suffering all sorts of atrocities and injustice. Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi wrote a great book called ماذا خسر العالم بانحطاط المسلمين. What did the world lose by the collapse of the Muslim nation? In this book, he wrote a beautiful chapter called رحلة المسلم من الجاهلية إلى الإسلام, the journey of Muslims from جاهلية to Islam. How did Islam, القرآن الكريم, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, transform Muslims from جاهلية to Islam? جاهلية with the ignorance, arrogance, all the الكفر, الفجور, the obscenity, being distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, infidelity. And then within a few years, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed the Muslimin to a product that the entire world never seen before, and we've never seen after. In this chapter, he mentions certain attributes, 12 of them to be specific. I don't know if we can go through the entire thing. However, inshallah, we'll mention the important ones so we can learn for ourselves and make sure our children are raised as such. Because even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, we all know that he left us with the guidance. His guidance is still with us. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. He left us the legacy and the guidance so we can use it. The first attribute that Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in his book, الجدُّ إلى حد التضحية, seriousness. الصحابة took Islam seriously, very seriously, to a point where they are ready, they were ready, and they did, willing to sacrifice anything. Do we take our Islam seriously? Or is it just a side thing? Or is it just a good to have? Or is it just a spiritual? They took Islam very seriously and they understood what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you expect to enter Jannah and get the prize of Jannah with all the na'im and the greatness and the rewards and the gifts of al-Jannah التي عرضها السماوات والأرض? Do you think that you're going to get this reward without knowing how the mu'mineen before you, what were their news? What was their news? What did they do? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were hurt. They were harmed. What we understand from the ayat is they sacrificed. مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معهم متى نصر الله. To a point where their iman, where their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was tested. And they asked, متى نصر الله? When is Allah's victory coming? When we think about our brothers and sisters that are suffering across the globe, our brothers in India in particular now with the news that we're getting, that we got yesterday, openly announcements about committing genocides against our brothers and sisters in India. Their iman is being tested. Mata nasrullah? They realized that the answer came in the same ayah, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Allah's victory is very near. Is very near. So if you have this understanding and absolute belief and seriousness, you take those ayat seriously, and I'm advising my sons and daughters, you take Islam seriously to a point where you're ready to sacrifice everything you have. You're ready to sacrifice your fun time. You're ready to sacrifice your comfort when you wake up for Fajr or you wake up for Qiyam. You're ready to sacrifice the sacrifice that's in accordance with your age and ability or going beyond your ability. Take Islam very seriously. Attribute number two, at-tarbiyah ad-diniyah, the training that the Sahaba received from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on two main things, at-ta'a wal-khudu'a. Sami'na wa qalu sami'na wa ata'na. When we know this order is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say sami'na wa ata'na. As long as it's verified, it's the Quran al-Kareem, Sunnah al-Mutahhara al-Sahih, sami'na wa ata'na. The ability to adhere, the seriousness and the willingness to adhere to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave an example about how Sahaba were abused and hurt in Mecca. But they were not given the order to fight back. Did they have the ability to fight back? Al ulama said yes. They had the ability to fight back. They were not cowards. Some of them, especially with Sahaba like Ali ibn Abi Talib, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. They had people with money and wealth and power and bravery, but they never fought back. They never pushed back. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's why. Because the order didn't come. Even at the time where they were tested and their deen was tried. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Which reminds us, all of us, living in a very challenging time, first of all, we ask ourselves the question, is it as challenging in our location here, alhamdulillah, as our brothers and sisters in India? Is it as challenging in our brothers and sisters in Palestine? Is it as challenging at the time of Sahaba? Whatever the challenge is, we rise to the challenge. And we adhere. Don't say, I cannot pray because wallahi it's difficult at work or difficult in school or cannot wear my hijab because it's difficult. I understand it's difficult. But adhering to Allah's commands is what produce, and we need to produce, the jeel of Sahaba, the Sahaba generation. And inshallah, all of our children will be amongst those jeel to come. Allahumma ameen. Third attribute, understanding that your message is global. عالميه الرساله. And understanding what's global in Islam, in the message of Islam, two things we need to know. Freedom and justice. كرامة الإنسان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that humans are dignified. And part of their dignity is to be free and to have justice. And this is how the message of Islam is global. And we have an obligation to spread this message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. You need to know, especially for us living in as a minority, we need to know that our message is global. It's nothing that we need to hide from others. We need to be proud of and share with the entire world the message of dignity of human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dignified, where freedom and justice lie within. Attribute number 4, التدرج في الإصلاح. When you are transforming yourself, fixing your mistakes, improving your life, know that it needs to be done gradually. Don't stretch it. Don't stretch yourself. Don't overload your children, please. Do it gradually. Know that we focus on the main things that needed to be fixed immediately. 13 years of a da'wah of 23 years, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was focused on La ilaha illallah. Understanding that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we understand the awamir wa nawahi that could come gradually. Shirk billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that when we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His attributes is al-Khaliq, al-Bari', al-Musawwir, lahu al-Asma'ul Husna. He is our Lord and He is the source of our guidance, creating that love and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then everything else will become easy. And this is where the order of prohibiting al-khamr, liquor, didn't come at the beginning. And as al-Mu'mineen said, if it was revealed at the beginning, people would not have done it. But when they were spiritually ready, they're immersed in La ilaha illallah, everything else will come after. And this is how they improve themselves, and this is how we need to improve ourselves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. أستغفر الله واغفر لي ولي. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I end with point number 5 due to the limited time, and inshallah the next khutbah will continue the 12 points. Attribute number 5 that allowed and helped the Sahaba to change was al-Iman al-Sahih fi al-Akhlaq wal-Muyul. The right iman, belief, that reflected in two things: their akhlaq, their manners, and their muyul, their actions. Their manners and their actions. If our iman, if our salah doesn't tanha an al-fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi, then there is something wrong. If our iman is not reflected in our actions, then there's something wrong. جيل الصحابة الذي فقه 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 أن له الخلق والأمر ألا له الخلق والأمر. The generation that understood سبحان ربي الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى. The generation that understood ألا له الخلق والأمر. The generation that understood, قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. The generation that understood that the creation cannot be separated from guidance. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and guided us. We cannot separate these two. Even if some loud voices will say, Allah created and deserted. He created us, but He left us to manage our affairs on our own. No. We as Muslims believe that they're inseparable. Al-khalq wal-amr are inseparable. You believe that Allah created you, you believe that He gave you guidance. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in vain without giving you guidance? We need to fix this mind. As long as I believe that He created me as a Muslim, He sent me guidance and I have to look for it if I don't know it. Why is this important? Because I know that in everything I do in life, I need to seek that guidance. What did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this? What did the Quran al-Kareem say about this situation? Anything we go through, we think, what is the guidance in Islam? Fix that notion. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver us and will transform us to the best version we can reach as humans. We'll continue inshallah in the next Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the knowledge of Islam and help us apply it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and protect our deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all our loved ones. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with His mercy. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma afina fi deenina. Allahumma afina fi dunyana. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. Wa ahfadna min bayni yadayna wa min khalfina wa an yaminina wa an shamainina wa min fawqina. Wa na'udhu bi'azamatika an nukhtala min tahtina. Allahumma أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا متعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وأبداننا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا اللهم احفظ إخواننا في الهند يا رب العالمين Oh Allah save and protect our brothers and sisters in India إنك على كل شيء قدير Oh Allah save and protect our brothers and sisters across the globe wherever they are إنك على كل شيء قدير إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأنت يا أخي أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حق لا إله إلا الله. We'll be praying Asr right after inshallah. And there's also Salat al-Ghaib Janazah. But I remind you of a campaign called Save India on www.saveindia.ca. I would urge all of you please to visit the website and fill the petition to ask our Prime Minister to intervene and do something about helping our brothers and sisters in India. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all and bless you all. Istaqimu istawu. سووا صفوفكم الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قال فمن ربكما يا موسى؟ قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. قال فما بال القرون الأولى؟ قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.